fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's edition of Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Kenneth Samit-Tabona. Now, you're really known for sort of Baroque Festival, the organisation, you're the artistic director of that. You're obviously an artist in your own right. You have a passion for art and music in general. And you're also a book illustrator.
Yes.
So
I do a lot of things, bits of this and bits of that, not to get bored.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
But opera is the very central to my operations,
but
yes.
Surprisingly, no opera on your list.
No, because I thought it was, I got the impression that sort of, it's not the usual Kenneth Samit-Tabona, and I want to sort of show a different side of myself, I suppose. It's very nostalgic. The list that I gave you is very nostalgic. I mean, the list of the things, the music, the gorgeous music, you know, Dire Straits and things like that, Supertramp, from the time, you know, when I was younger and freer, and I'd say in my salad days.
It's always, I love these programs because, like I say, if I know someone, I'm always more surprised by their music. And you think you know them, and you're like, but they are musical memories.
Yes.
It's not necessarily a song you even like. Yes. It's just something that evokes
There's always good music and bad music. You know, so, it can be rock, it can be punk, it can be opera, it can be baroque, it can be harpsichord solo. What is good, and what is bad just disappears, you see.
One hopes.
You know, sometimes they say, you know, about hackneyed music, things like, you know, Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Tum, 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 tum. I say, oh my God, you're going to play that again? Mm-hmm. But it's blinking wonderful.
But the remit of this program is memories.
Yes.
But I was surprised still not to have had any of the classics on your
list. I could, the very first time.
There'll be different memories.
Yeah. Very, very funny. I can give you a very funny one about, you know, I must have been about 12 years old, and my uncle gave me a very old Donset
record player.
And anyway, so talking about, you know, piano concertos, he gave me Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto Number 2. The last movement has that tum 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 tum, and this thing used to fart. It used to go boom, 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 you know, because it couldn't take the sound. It had a tiny speaker this size. I mean, when you think of technology.
Now the whole machine is
amazing. I mean, you know, you get a tiny little speaker, you know, as big as a box of chocolates, and it's got a better sound than a Don set. You know, so it's crazy. It's crazy.
So we were in NASA a few weeks ago, and they were telling us how, you know, the power in our phone is less than they had to send the man to the moon. And when you see the things they landed, you kind of believe them.
Yes.
It's quite something.
I mean, I wonder how we, you know, stuff used to manage life without a mobile phone.
That's a whole nother
without email, without internet, without... I mean, how did we manage?
I think it was better, but let's not go there. Let's go to your first track, which is Paul Marriott's Love is Blue.
Yes.
Tell us about this one.
I think I must have been even under 10 when I heard this for the first time and fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Steph, I didn't quite know what Love is Blue was all about, but I loved the music of it, you know, Steph. I think it was my first love of, I always loved music, of course, but I mean, the one that I was actually aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mother used to say that even in the cot, I was singing this song called Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. You know, Hang Down, I forgot about that. But that was my mother's version. I never remember myself singing it, but apparently I knew it. You see? So, you know, but this I Love is Blue, I think I was in Gozo. First time staying over with my mother and cousins, etc., etc. And they had this thing called what's called a manja diski.
Okay.
You sort of put I remember it was a small record. I can't remember what they were called.
Okay.
A disc.
Yeah.
Not the 33 one, the small
one. Singles,
a single. And you shove this thing inside. and it would play. It was wonderful.
This used to play on repeat,
and apparently it used to still get worn out, and it used to get used to buy another one.
So we're going to have a listen to that and take it back to Gozo. Song. It's quite sad. 10cc, I'm Not in Love.
Yes.
Is there a sad memory associated with that, or is just a time in life?
No, it was a fascination with the lyrics. It's all what's called equivocation. It coincided at the time when I was studying Macbeth for... Well, and that is full of equivocation. And it's most extraordinary that this song, the lyrics of this song, reflected the prose, Shakespeare prose. You know, I at the time I couldn't believe it. I couldn't get my head around it. But it is a very beautiful song, and it still moves me to this very day. You know, so I saw your picture hanging on the wall, it left a nasty stain, and you know, so the picture's not really there. You know, so everything is a contradiction, an equivocation. It's you know, what was going through the head of this man, you know, who wrote these lyrics, but then to such beautiful music, in fact.
No, it is a really nice one. When you do sort of, that's one of those songs you actually have to stop and listen to.
Absolutely.
It's if you're in the car and it comes on, sadly not enough, you can hear it today. You know, you have to listen to the whole thing, and it's just like, oh, and I think we've all felt what he was feeling.
Yes.
But yeah, they're really, really beautiful. So hopefully we get to listen to the whole of that. So I'm Not in Love by 10cc.
It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not a
If 10cc have ever been compared to Shakespeare before, so that's quite an interesting thing for them. But we move on. So, the next song is Paul Simon. I had to look this one up, actually. I didn't know this one. El Condor Pasa. Where does that take you back to?
It doesn't really take me back, because it's very much in the present as well. It's such, it's for me, it's an absolutely beautiful song. I mean, you know, really beautiful. I mean, and you hear those, that the flute from the Andes, you know, stuff. It's very atmospheric. I always found it extremely atmospheric as a song. I just love it, you know, for itself, really. I don't really have any special memories anyway. Probably they're so old, I can't remember. I'm 65. I was probably about 15 if I was that when you know, sort of when this song was issued. I mean, so really, so, but it still speaks to me. Let's put it this way.
Well, that's always nice as well. Yes. That makes you kind of just stop for a second and take it in. So we'll listen to that one, and it is quite a chilled,
very
chilled track. So we'll try and stay awake through this one.
Yeah.
If I only could, I surely would.
sad, it's sad, it's sad, it's sad. Forest and a street, yes I would, if I could, I surely would. I'd rather be somewhere like a swan that's here and gone. Yes, I would, if I only could, I surely would.
The next track in your musical memories is Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale.
Yes.
Now, we had to have a debate about the title of this because I thought it was Lighter Shade of Pale. So, yeah, all these years.
It's whiter. Again, you know, so I think it appealed to me musically, rather like El Condor Pasa. You'll find that a lot of my choices are. More than anything, it's the beauty of the music which takes precedence. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them. And I believe there was another Procol Harum one. I think it was Nights in White Satin.
Oh, that's a lovely one as well, yeah.
I was debating which one to choose, and then I chose this one.
But how old were you and what were you doing at the time when this sort of
I was probably
around?
Going to... We used to have parties... bottle parties on people's roofs, or friends' roofs. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the patience of the parents must have had. you know, setting up tables and fairy lights where the washing lines mm-hmm. were and everything. And we thought it was terribly, terribly cool. And we used to go there. So we used to spend sort of our days swimming at, say, Neptune's or wherever. And then we used to, in the evening, we used to go to these what they call bottle parties. And practically every day, I mean, whole summers, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 15, 16, 17, and they were great fun, really, when you look back on them. So again, you know, these were what I call the slow songs, you know, so,
If only we could have recorded your face just then.
Yes.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum. Enjoy.
Flew away. When
Moving on to something also a bit quite sad, actually, Yesterday by the Beatles.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, is that evoke a specific...
Both. Mm? Both the music, which, I mean, still was interpreted not only by the Beatles, by all the great singers, you know, Shirley Bassey, for instance, and they all sang, everyone had a bash at it. And, you know, it's one of those, what I call, indestructible songs. You know, lovely, nostalgic, mm-hmm. very beautiful. But I wanted to say something very, very quickly about Nights and White Santa.
No, do.
I was so innocent that I thought the Nights were spelt with a K.
Oh.
And I don't know if any of us, I mean, we were still so young, we didn't quite realise, you know, what the Knights in White Saturn were.
And being in Malta, it was even more...
Yes, I was thinking, you know, this is armour and White Saturn, but that's apart from that, that's, you know, a real silly one, just occurred to me now.
It's very sweet,
but,
actually.
But, you know, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. I mean, as if it's so true to life, really. I mean, it just shows, you know, how wonderful the Beatles were.
And how, you know, any split second then,
I got sort of, in a way, at the tail end of Beatlemania, still at school. I remember a friend of mine actually tried to iron his hair in the front to give himself a fringe and put a handkerchief on top, which was wet, and tried, of course, burnt it all off and looked very peculiar after that.
But I mean, this more was like someone from Procol Harum.
Yes, exactly. You know, trying to give oneself. Everyone wanted a fringe, you know. So there again, you know. But again, this is an indestructible song in 2022. It is as real and as beautiful as it was, you know, sort of in 1962 or wherever it was.
I wonder if the chap with the ironed fringe is still around.
Yes, he is. Okay. I know him very well. He's a great friend of mine. I sometimes remind him.
Well, this will certainly remind him. You know. So let's listen to Yesterday by the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Another, I mean, seriously, another beautiful track on your playlist here. You've got In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Oh, gosh, yes.
This one just gives me goosebumps, but probably for completely different reasons to you. So you tell me your story and then I'll tell you mine.
The part that gives me goosebumps is the body chord, that wonderful drum.
Mm.
Da-dum, da-dum, bum, bum, bum. You know, that really, I mean, just go straight into me. I mean, it's so amazing. I mean, when you think, you know, sort of what a wonderful composer he was, besides being a fantastic percussionist and singer, again, you know, my musical training takes over, you see. So it's not so much a nostalgic memory in the sense that sort of it's associated with anything really, but it's a fact that sort of this song to this very day still sort of gives me the goosebumps.
And it seems so simple.
Yes.
You know, so simple, but...
But the way it changes after that drum roulade sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, what one would call it. You know, it's so amazing. And then suddenly the whole physiognomy of the song changes.
Completely. For me, I don't know if you recall, because I lived in England at the time, there was Cadbury's, the chocolate company, uh-huh. and they had done this advert where Cadbury wasn't mentioned at all.
Yeah.
There was a purple wall and a gorilla behind a drum kit. And this gorilla's like, you know, breathing deeply, and he puts on his headphones, and he gets out his sticks, and he plays In the Air Tonight. And it gives me goosebumps. And he plays this song, and that's it. It's just purple behind him. There's no mention. The last line, they just put one line up at the end saying, you know, almost sort of give yourself time out or something.
I must find this.
It's absolutely wonderful. And there's, yeah, so that takes it back to me. It's a real marketing genius.
The only time I've ever been near a gorilla was, I must have been about 5. I'll never forget it. There was a famous guy, the gorilla in the London Zoo.
Okay.
Who still, you can see him. He's somewhere. He's stuffed. He was so famous. Mm. And, you know, so people used in those days, people sort of were allowed to throw toffees to him and everything. I think he got diabetes in the end or something. And some idiot threw a toffee with a wrapper on, and he went into a complete rage. And he spat at one of my cousins was there, and much to everybody's amusement, you know, it's just very funny.
Well, maybe now this track will bring this whole story back to you in our whole different life.
Yes.
So we're going to listen to the full version of In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Oh, no.
So on to the next one. So we've got a couple of tracks coming up, both by Supertramp now.
Mm-hmm.
So The Logical Song,
yes,
which we're going to talk about now. Is that a, what does
Again,
that bring back to you?
Lyrics. You know, stuff, the wonderful lyrics. It's... I can't even describe it. What is the other one?
The other one is the Fool's Overture.
The Fool's Overture. Because, in fact, the Logical Song is pales. Then you've got the Fool's Overture, which is something else. There's such a lot of imagery in the Fool's Overture of the ships moving out and leaving the Earth. He's saying, you know, what's going on here? Right. It's always been almost a mystery to me. Plus, of course, Supertramp music is unbelievably gorgeous. We grew up with it, and still, you know, as soon as we hear, you know, two beats of it, we're going to recognise it.
So, what was Malta like in those days? Because my very first episode
featured
Supertramp, but he wasn't based in Malta at that time, so he couldn't really talk about what was Malta like when Supertramp.
No, we all had breakfast in America and all the rest of the we loved it. I mean, we were brought up on, you know, so basically Phil Collins and Supertramp and Dire Straits.
But were there places you'd go and listen, or was it still a bottle party?
Well, they
by
used
then?
To pay. No. Then it was sort of Griffin, Axis. And they used to play this music.
Oh, wow, okay.
No, they used to play this music. Hmm. I mean, we're going back to, one called Stones. I remember these discotheques.
There were Sticks and Stones.
Sticks
wasn't
and
there?
Stones,
yeah.
Breaking My Bones, or whatever it is. But, they used to play this music. But then, of course, yes, we all had the LPs. You know, we all had the LPs. Like, for this something, I don't know if I included it. I mean, things like Carole King, for instance, and James Taylor, we loved those. So, I mean, you know, so we used to wear them out, literally, and go and buy another one. You know, lovely, beautiful songs to this very day. I mean, you know, so they are lovely songs.
It's a shame you don't hear those blasting out of people's cars, though, isn't it?
You wonder what it is, you know, it's the gorilla music.
No, but that Gloria is the one that I swear every time I came to Malta as a child.
Which one?
Gloria.
Oh, yeah. You know. No, and ABBA.
ABBA, well, you know, I don't mind that.
No.
So,
you know, if I heard the rivers of Babylon, and I'm thinking of Nabucco. At the same time, you know, Vapensiero, that's the real Rivers of Babylon, you know, sort of thing for me.
They stole it for you, yes.
Yes.
But now these tracks are being remixed.
Yes, they are.
And so, you know, you hear them with a little disco beat behind them, which...
The only thing we knew about Sweden, really.
I think...
ABBA.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
And then we discovered, you know, they have a lot of salmon. And then, you know, it's really when you think of our lives before we had mobile phones, before we had internet, etc., etc., how limited our knowledge was.
And the internet was just game changer.
Yes, because when you think, you know, so for instance, before the Iron Curtain, when the Iron Curtain fell in 1989, so before that, if something happened, say, in Poland or something, we wouldn't know about it.
No.
There'd be a little snippet in the Times maybe a week later, you know, and it'd be sort of cataclysmic. Today, we know it's just, you know, seconds after it happens.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a good thing always.
Yes, and I think we've got an overdose of what you... I mean, yesterday, I went to a rehearsal. This evening, I'm presenting one of the prizes at the Premio Allarte. And there was a Ukrainian girl with this beautiful, beautiful but terribly sad and very tragic video going on about her hometown in Ukraine. With music and all. But again, after how long has it been?
120
days. 20 days, we're already immune to it.
Mm. By 100 days, we were immune.
100 days, we're immune to it. You're immune to it.
Mm. Anyway, let's. Sorry, because it shivers me. So I'm not going to challenge you to remember all of the words to The Logical Song, but we are going to sit and listen to The Fool's Overture.
Yes, which I prefer.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. fight on the seas and oceans. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall never surrender.
Tell me that you've many seeds to sow. revolution. What will be your last contribution?
So Bohemian Rhapsody's on here next. I mean, everybody just knows the video. You can't forget that video.
No.
But does
and
it bring
now the film?
And now the film, yes. But does it take you to a particular point in your life?
Does it take me? It takes me to a fact when I was trying to compare the Liszt-ian rhapsodies. Because Liszt, Franz Liszt, you know, the composer, wrote rhapsodies and wondered what Freddie Mercury was doing with the rhapsody. And it's true, it's because it's sort of what I call the introduction and then the very fast bit. And yes, it is a classic rhapsody. But of course then, you know, the execution, the orchestration, the way it was sung by Freddie, I mean, it is inimitable. Mm. It is beautiful. I mean, even today, people who were born long after this composition came to light, you know, still fall in love with it. It is what I called one of the greats. As I said, there's good music and bad music, and this is something which will basically live forever. It's a classic. Most of the ones that I chose, I think, are classics at the end of the day.
It's true, they're proper music.
Yeah, they're
actually
proper music.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I would go for that sort of thing more than the memories in a way that they jog. I'm rather vague where most what I call personal memories are concerned. But, you know, where music is concerned, then yes, I'm okay, spot on.
And the last one is the Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky.
Yeah.
So tell us about this.
Another beauty. I mean, you know, so again, you can't decide whether it's the lyrics or the music itself, which is so beautiful. In fact, for the Baroque Festival, which I run, I actually had a jazzed up, baroqueified like version of Eye in the Sky. I'm not a purist by any means. Even with the Baroque Festival, I do a bit of pop and a bit of rock and a bit of jazz. You know, so, and I love transcriptions.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, so I'm very daring, I suppose, in that way. And the purists won't like it, but they have their compensation. So amazingly, you know, they indulge me for about, out of 38 concerts, they give me about 5, which are a little bit outre, you know, Bach played on 4 saxophones, for instance,
okay,
and things like that. Then I'm fine.
But if it introduces music to people,
I agree. That is the whole point. It's opening up, you know.
So, well, I've got to say, I love the Baroque Festival, big fan. But thank you for coming in and joining me. It's Kenneth Zammit-Tabona on this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers. And we're going to finish the programme with Eye in the Sky from the Alan Parsons Project.
Don't try turning tables instead. sky, looking at you.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.